Have you joined me on Substack yet? Substack is a platform for writers and readers who love to interact with one another. It even allows you to create your own newsletter as well. I created the Living in Pursuit newsletter to help you guys navigate your journey in pursuit. If you would like to support my newsletter and receive occasional emails from me, emails talking about my life, my current experiences, my wisdom, the thoughts, and everything that just come to me on a daily basis, go ahead and click the link in my show notes and sign up today. Substack is totally free, but if you would like to support my entrepreneurial endeavors as a writer, go ahead and upsell to the paid monthly subscription. Paid subscribers receive weekly live sessions and a private group chat where we all can communicate and chat with one another. Go ahead and sign up by going to Substack, downloading the app, and following the Living in Pursuit publication for the newsletter. See you guys there. Now let's get back to the episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl, Drea. I am back with a brand new episode. How are you guys doing? I hope everything is going well with you all. I pray this week has been a better week. Let's just say that, because life is lifing and stuff is going on, but I am here to just remind you to choose how you are going to handle your day, choose how you are going to operate, choose how you are going to think, okay? Because we can easily fall into negativity, we can easily fall into lust, we can fall into perversion, we can fall into demonic activity, whatever the case may be. We can easily fall into all of the traps that the enemy has sent our way, or we can choose to rise above it. There's a lot of negativity going on in the world. I was literally, and this is probably my last time on TikTok. I'm being serious. But I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw that Teyana Taylor and her new boo. Y'all, they look cute together, huh? I love Teyana. But I saw that, you know, they made it official or whatever. And I go to the comments. The first comment I see is, "They don't look good together." And I'm like, people really just be choosing to be blind, first of all, but people choose negativity. They choose to be negative. They choose to be nasty. And it's just sad. It's so sad. It's so disheartening, especially with everything that is going on in the world. Like, the economy is crazy. The president elect is going nuts in the White House. It's just a whole bunch of stuff going on, even spiritually. Just a lot going on, and people are still choosing to be negative. And I just find that so discouraging, to say the least. So yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be looking at those comments anymore. Even on my own videos, people are just weird. People just weird. They say anything they want to say. And yeah, so for us here at the Living in Pursuit podcast, those who are being influenced by me, those who are listening to this podcast, tuning in every week, those who are walking in the light of Christ, choose positivity, choose God, choose the fruit of the Spirit, however you feel, no matter what you feel, no matter what you are exposed to on a daily, choose positivity. If you are feeling negative, if you are feeling like nothing's going your way, or you're just frustrated, or you're just upset about something, choose positivity. Because when you choose, the moment you choose negativity, it's going to contaminate your soul. All of those thoughts, all of those emotions, all of those behaviors are literally going to bring you down and keep you there. So please choose positivity on today. I hope that is what you guys are doing this week. Today, it looks like a tornado is about to hit. Like, what even is going on today? Y'all, as you all know, I am in the middle of my business intelligence training for female entrepreneurs. Tonight is the second night. Last night was the premiere night. And when we're going to get into it. But let me tell y'all how this went about. So the whole day I had prepared, I'm sitting up here, you know, going over my slides for my presentation, making sure everything is correct. And then I was very productive yesterday, not because it was a Monday, but because that's just what the day consisted of. So I believe I wrote an article. I cooked dinner before I left the house to do the presentation. I like to go to the local library so that I can sit down and have my own little private room so that I can, do my live sessions and things like that. So, y'all, why I left the house early. She was prompt. She was on time and she was being responsible. I left the house early. I got me a little a hot tea because last night it was a little cold. It was a little chilly outside, so I got a tea, a hot tea, and I'm on my way to the library. Y'all, why was there a parade going on? If you don't know, I live in Louisiana and it's Mardi Gras today. It's Mardi Gras season. So basically, this whole weekend leading up to Fat Tuesday, quote unquote, up until Wednesday, I want to say, tomorrow, they got a whole bunch of parades going on. All of the things are happening in New Orleans. Here I am in Baton Rouge thinking, oh, ain't nothing going on. Everything's happening in New Orleans. Why are these people having a parade on the same street as the library? The library is supposed to be a quiet place. The library is supposed to be a place of tranquility. You're not even supposed to be loud in the library. Why is there a parade going on outside the door? So they have this parade. I'm sitting there. I have some time to kill, but literally, the whole street is blocked off. So I'm having to detour, take detour after detour. I have to go into this neighborhood I ain't never been in, only to have to turn around and be rerouted out of the neighborhood. So now I'm going back up the street. I'm trying to dodge all of this traffic. People are walking. They got babies in strollers, people walking their dogs. It's like, first of all, it was like 65 degrees outside. These kids are gonna get sick, but that's on y'all. So I'm just sitting in my car. Mind you, when I finally pulled up to the library, ain't no parking. These people done swarmed the library and took over the entire parking lot. I didn't have anywhere to park. I'm circling the library. This is about 6:20 at this point. The live session starts at 6:30. I'm live. I'm sitting up here thinking, oh, I'm gonna be able to record myself on my video, on my phone. I'm gonna have my lights. I'm gonna, go live. I'm gonna this, I'm gonna that. Yo, I ended up doing the live session in my car, hooked up to my phone, the Bluetooth. I use my phone as a hotspot so that my computer has internet. Y'all, this how my life been. This how my life been going. All right, nothing has been going the way I planned. But in that moment, I had the opportunity to either quit, get frustrated, and be like, you know what? Forget all of this. We'll just worry about it tomorrow, or I'm gonna just cancel the whole thing entirely. Nope. I parked in front of these cars. I don't know when them people was gonna come back and try to leave, but I parked in front of their car for an hour and I conducted my live session. And it was amazing. I say all that to say the obstacles are coming. Like the obstacles are there. Whenever you're trying to do something for God, whenever you are just trying to do something that is in alignment with your purpose, the obstacles are there. And we have been talking about coming out of these cycles, right? What we used to do, we're no longer doing. Like I said, I had the opportunity, like I had this thought. Maybe I should just quit. Maybe I should just say, forget this whole thing. Maybe this is God telling me I shouldn't do this. Overthinking. But I made the conscious decision to keep going in spite of the obstacle, in spite of the challenge, in spite of the inconvenience. Because why are y'all parking outside of the library? And why the library people ain't saying nothing about this? Yes, it was an inconvenience, but I was on a mission. And I set out and planned to do this, and this is what I plan to do, and I did it. So I guess that brings me into the topic of this podcast episode. It's not gonna happen overnight. I believe God has opened up my eyes to this whole idea of not wanting it instantly and really just bringing me to this revelation and really seeing other people operate in their businesses, people that I've been listening to on podcasts for years. I look at their businesses, I see their growth, and I see all of the potential and all of the things that they worked for these past couple of years, and I see them, reach, points of success. And I'm sitting up here thinking to myself, instead of comparing, maybe I should look at the fact that these people didn't stop. These people never gave up. These people stayed consistent. That's why they are there. That's why they've reached the success. That's why they are at this point in their career. They never gave up. And we start comparing ourselves, and we're comparing the wrong thing. Well, I don't have this amount of money. I don't have these amount of followers. I don't have this. I don't have that to get started. I don't have all of the resources that so-and-so has. And we compare ourselves in that way, but we don't compare ourselves morally. Did you stop in the middle of your pursuit, or did you keep going like them? Did you forsake your why? Why you even started this business, why you even started this pursuit, while they constantly pursued after their why? Maybe we should start comparing. If we're going to compare, if we're going to do any type of comparing, compare the morality of the situation. Like, even when I stopped listening to podcasts, like, there was a season where I was just only listening to podcasts, and then I transitioned to like YouTube, and I was watching YouTube videos, and now I'm kind of over YouTube. So now I'm kind of making my way back to podcasting. But as I'm doing that, I'm running back into the people that I used to listen to. So as I'm listening to them, they're sounding like everything is everything. Nothing has changed. Like, I'm still on this podcast talking about God. I'm still talking about my journey. I'm still talking about entrepreneurship. I'm still talking about the things that I was talking about before you left. Like, I'm still on the path. This is why I am where I am. Because I didn't stop. And that made me really just take a look at everything that I'm doing. Like, even with the YouTube channel, restarting the YouTube channel, looking at Substack, looking at my consistency in my business, it's really shifting my focus and shifting my mindset to, instead of like hustling to try to like, build my following or do this or do that or be consistent in content creation, instead of like focusing on what I'm actually doing, I'm focusing on why I'm doing it. Because at the end of the day, it's going to get done, but the driving force has to be your why. The driving force has to be the reason why you're putting the content out, the reason why you're looking for the clients, the reason why you're pursuing the thing, the reason why you opened up the business. That has to be your why. And that is your driving force. When you start to compare in areas that don't even need to be compared, you lose your focus of your why. You lose the intentionality. You lose the passion. You lose God. You lose the instruction. I told you to do this. I didn't tell you to stop doing it because you got discouraged. I didn't tell you to stop doing it because you got confused along the way. I didn't tell you to stop doing it because of X, Y, and Z. All of the excuses and all of the reasons that you're looking at. I didn't tell you to stop. And we've been talking about this for the past couple of episodes. Reasons why you stopped and things like that. But I'm going to be focusing on getting back on track, getting back on track and staying there. This is a new season for us. For those of us coming out of cycles, for those of us breaking generational cycles and unhealthy cycles and things like that, this is a new beginning for us. Like, this is our chance to be redeemed. This is the opportunity to redeem what we have lost, right? And so your why has to be redefined. Why are you doing this? And if you don't have passion, or this is something that God gave me, if your answer is not any of that, maybe you don't need to be doing it. Because I guarantee you, if your why is not rooted in Christ, if it's not rooted in your identity, if it's not rooted in your purpose, it's going to possibly be rooted in your flesh. It's going to be rooted in lack. It's going to be rooted in comparison, right? So redefining your why, it's literally God giving us the opportunity to go back to our first love, what we actually enjoy doing. Taking your focus off the outcome and enjoying the journey. Tapping back into your why literally requires you to become selfless again. Not concerned with the benefits, but concerned with serving others and pleasing God. This is a very common thing to happen, but as an entrepreneur, when you do live sessions or when you gain the interest of people, when you have landing pages and you have links and you tell people, hey, sign up for this, sign up for that. Initially, you get a whole bunch of interest. Like people, they come, they put their information in, they come to your website, they do all of the things. But when it's actually time for the live session, when it's actually time for the course to begin, when it's actually time to do the thing that they initially signed up for, they literally like, they ghost you. They be gone. And as an entrepreneur, yes, that can be frustrating, but that also has to become what you expect to happen. I've accepted that there is going to be a ratio. There is going to be a certain amount of people that want it for real. And there's also going to be people that just put their information in just to do it. They don't know why they're doing it, but they just do it. And they're not as, you know, intentional about their why. But the people that show up and the people that really like dive into what you're doing and they support you and they purchase from you, they buy from you, those are the people that understand their why. They subscribe to you for a reason. They came to you for a reason. Their why has been defined, right? And as an entrepreneur, your why has to be defined as well. So when you are experiencing things like that in your business, you cannot allow that to distract you or detour you. You cannot allow that to discourage you. If I would allow that to discourage me, I wouldn't be doing nothing. I would not still be doing these courses, these programs, these live sessions, these trainings. I wouldn't be doing any of that. But even in that, God showed me something. So last night, the first night, I want to say about 25 people had gained interest for the business training, the intelligence training that I have. And one of them showed up last night. One of them. But that didn't discourage me because I already kind of knew that that was going to happen because it's happened in the past. But what I noticed was that as an entrepreneur, when you're doing live sessions, you want the live session to go a certain way. So you're already in your mode. You're already in like, you know, teaching mode, right? But when that one person came, she was able to ask questions. She was able to interact with me. And we were able to have like a conversation even when the presentation was done. So what God showed me was that yes, you planned, you were organized, you had all of your ducks in a row and everything like that. But when the plans change, are you still going to open yourself up to be a vessel for me? When only one person comes, are you going to continue to treat it like a live session or treat it like this teaching opportunity where you have to be professional and you have to be, you know, all of these things, right? Or are you going to interrupt the process and let my spirit just flow? Are you going to continue with your agenda? Or when these things happen, are you going to pivot? I ended up doing the presentation, but at the end, we were able to talk. It was like a one-on-one session. We were able to talk. She was able to tell me a little bit about her business and things that God has been calling her to do. And yeah, we had a really nice conversation. Another thing that God showed me was my why. Another piece of the puzzle. Another piece of my why. Why I am doing this. This young lady was 20 years old. 20. My first one-on-one coaching session of this year, the young lady was 23. Y'all know I'm in my 30s. Here I am. thinking, oh, my target is going to be black women and they're going to be this age and they're going to be that age, whatever the case may be. And this is the perception that I was going with. But as I've been noticing, even people that have been reaching out to me for mentorship and things like that, these women have been young. They are in their 20s. They are looking for mentorship. They are looking for people to pour into them. I wasn't even thinking about Gen Z. I wasn't even thinking about y'all. And I guess, like, when I first started my business, I targeted women like me. I targeted women like me, even in my age group. I was like, okay, well, the average black woman in her 30s, she has this, she has that, whatever the case may be. But as of lately, God has been, just challenging me to go deeper into my data, deeper into who I am impacting. So if you've ever filled out a form, if you've ever gone to my landing page or, signed up for anything, I have an area for you to fill out your age, your ethnicity, all right, your demographic, where you live, and all things like that, so that I can understand who I'm talking to. So when I'm on my podcasting platform, when I'm looking at my analytics and I'm looking at, okay, 82 people are from Smyrna, Georgia, listening to me this week. 8 people are from Baton Rouge this week. When I set my business and my entrepreneurship endeavors up in that way, where I'm taking your information and things like that, I'm able to understand who those 82 people are. I'm able to understand who's actually signing up for these trainings and all of these things that I offer, right? I wasn't doing that before. I wasn't doing that in the past. I wasn't doing that when I first started, right? So even my why is being redefined as it pertains to my target audience, who I am creating these courses and these programs and these services for. That's changing. After the live session, I sat in a car and I started listening to one of my music beats, my instrumental beats, and I'm sitting up here, I'm thinking about, if this girl is 20 years old and she's looking at me for inspiration, when I start putting music out, when I start, dipping and dabbing in other areas, I am now aware of the possibility of who I am going to be impacting. When I was a little girl, here I am in love with Aaliyah. In love with Aaliyah. I'm in love with Anita Baker. These people are way older than me, but I am now conscious of the fact that I am going to be, or I am somebody's role model. I am somebody's mentor. I am somebody's blueprint. So, who I used to watch and who I used to, be in love with still is to this day. But it started when I was young. The impact that these people had on me, it started when I was young. And for a lot of entrepreneurs right now, I believe God is opening up your eyes to who it is that you're actually going to be serving in this season. If you are in your 30s or in your 40s, don't get so stuck on trying to reach your demographic, trying to speak to your group, trying to speak to people in your age. Like, there is a whole nother generation that is watching us. I wasn't conscious of that when I first began, right? So my why is changing. Why I'm doing this, how I'm showing up in the business, how I am creating the courses, how I am creating the programs. After every challenge that I do, I'm starting to get like a feedback form. I'm gathering information. How did you like the challenge? What are some areas of improvement? The reason why God has me in this data analytics course, the reason why God opened up my eyes to data analytics, to business intelligence, to all of this technical stuff, is for that simple reason. To help me reach the people I need to reach, to help me build a successful business, successful courses and programs and things like that. God is ensuring that you have a guaranteed win in this season. He's opening up your eyes. He's giving you the training. He's giving you the wisdom for this reason. So your why has to evolve. I started this podcast with the intention of sharing my relationship with God. As y'all can see, the Lord has been using me in all kinds of ways, giving away all my tea. Like, I've been exposed, okay? I have just been exposed on the Living in Pursuit podcast. But now I see why. I see why. There are people looking for mentorship. There are people that are looking to break generational cycles. I can be someone's voice. I can be someone's mentor to help them not repeat the same cycles I did. I can help younger women reach success. I can help other women learn how to, you know, become emotionally stable, become emotionally intelligent. That's not something that is common in this day and age. But the fact that God is placing a whole generation, like a whole demographic of young women in front of my face and showing me what they need, God is helping me be strategic. Do you hear me? Strategic. Call me strategizing Drea. All right. No, actually, call me Drea the strategist. Oh, I like that. I like that. I'm finna go put it on my TikTok. Nah, I'm just playing. But no, for real, I think I'm going to consider that. But your why, when you're redefining your why, first of all, some of y'all need to get clear on what your why is. Your why can be to become a better mom, to increase your self-awareness, to heal from a toxic relationship, create new behaviors, new mindsets, manage your emotions, become an entrepreneur, whatever the case may be. And some of the things that I've also been noticing is that when God is sending these young ladies to me, he's not only giving them a business idea, he's giving them a whole brand. Like, I want to do this and I want to do that. And God showed me this and God showed me that. And I was like, y'all sound like me. I said, I found my people. God is building brands on the inside of us. It's not just a business. It's not just a little idea. This idea that he's giving you is going to snowball into this huge brand. I'm talking Target status. I'm talking Apple status. I'm talking Google status. Like, God ain't about to play with none of us when it comes to what it is that he's calling us to do. This isn't just some little podcast. This isn't just some little program or some little one-on-one coaching session. Like, this, what I am building, what I am literally in the middle of building and strategizing, is a hub for Black women to come to become whole in all areas of their lives, whether that be your emotional state, your health and wellness, your mental health, your spiritual development, your relationship with God, your motherhood, your parenting, your business, your finances, whatever the case may be. We are literally stepping into something we could not have ever imagined. But when your why is not defined, when you don't know your why, you're not going to understand why God has you in this place. You're not going to understand God's movement. You're not going to discern what God is doing because you have not begun to think outside of the box. You have not accepted your calling over your life, who you even are authentically. As I listen to these podcasts and I'm just like, you know, listening to the women's stories and listening to how they structure their podcasts and things like that, I'm being reminded of the possibilities. I'm being reminded of what Living in Pursuit can become. I'm being reminded of my why, and I'm now able to redefine it. Some of you all have big ideas. You want to become a music artist. You want to write a book. You want to create your own course as well. But you're not evolving your why. You're not redefining it in this new season. Redefining your why literally means to add things on top of where you started, to add things on top of your original why. So now for me, that looks like creating a better system, a better sales process, creating automation, like implementing technology into my business and into everything that I am doing so that I can have more time to redefine my why, but also create. I can create a course, if I use this system, if I implement this, if I add this into my why, I will be able to create more. I will be able to do courses. I will be able to do more programs. I will be able to structure myself and my time in a way where I can run my business, but also work inside of my business and not have to worry about, you know, hustling or trying to grind and get clients and this and this and that. Putting a system together, using these tools and these resources, free, by the way, some of them are free that you can start implementing in your business now. But using these tools and systems will help me be able to do that. I wasn't doing that before. It was me doing everything manually. It was me doing everything day by day instead of scheduling things and instead of, you know, using these tools and stuff. What is that old saying that people always say? What got you here is not going to keep you here. And if you are a business owner, if you are a creative, even with music, the way music is being promoted is changing. Like, everything around us is constantly changing and we have to evolve, which means our why has to be redefined. Yes, I want to help Black women become emotionally stable, and I want them to become transformed in their thinking so that they can transform their lives and help people stop living in fear and start living in pursuit. But how am I going to do that now that I've been exposed to all of this information? How am I going to implement that into what I am currently doing now? Like I said, God is not just giving you a business, He's giving you a brand. So being able to think strategically, being able to implement systems and processes, and really your mindset. Like, if you got ADHD or if you just be overthinking and this and this and that, maybe you need to channel that energy into analytics. Channel that energy into data, understanding data, into business intelligence. Because really, ADHD needs an outlet. It just needs to put all of that energy somewhere. So if you're going to overthink, you might as well do it analytically in your business. You might as well take your mind off of your emotions, overthinking in your emotions and in your life and in your relationship with God, and just do it in your business. Just think more systematically so you can get the results that you're looking for, so that you can build a brand. God is calling you to redefine your why, and this is the perfect opportunity for it. Like I said, everything is changing, but even in that, it can be a blessing. Even in that, God can work that for your good. Yes, the economy is looking crazy right now. Yes, there's a deranged, insane president on the loose, but maybe all of this is happening for a reason. Maybe all of this is about to shift into whatever it is that God has for us. Maybe everything is just happening for a specific reason. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say to y'all today. Like, you know, that's all I had for today. I don't have anything else to say, but make sure you sign up on my email list. I have a bunch of things coming your way. I have more classes, more events, all kinds of things coming. So make sure you sign up for my email list. All of that is going to be in the show notes below. If you are having trouble finding the show notes, if you are on Apple Podcasts, the app, go to my show. Like, go to the actual show, and then all of the information will be in there and you'll be able to see everything, all of the links and all of the things. If you are interested in one-on-one business coaching, go ahead and click the link in my show notes as well. If you're on social media, click the link in my bio. If you are on my Substack, go to the dashboard, go to where it says view site, and you'll be able to see all of my links and everything like that. If you are interested in a creative strategy session where I take 2 hours, because there's a lot to digest, we are going to take 2 hours to dive into your business idea, the current structure of your business, your current marketing strategy, and we're going to implement all of the tools that I spoke about, the data, the analytics, the marketing, the this, the that, and we're going to help redefine your business's trajectory. We're going to improve your systems, your processes, your strategies, and all of the things. So yeah, make sure you sign up for that. And yeah, y'all, I got my second paid subscriber on Substack. Not us with two paid subscribers on Substack now. What? Literally, right before I hopped on to do this podcast episode, that notification came across my phone, and I was like, oh, bet. Oh, bet. Okay, I see what's going on. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm finally accepting it. I also believe we are in a season where God just, like, he's going to surprise you, because I wasn't even promoting, I wasn't lately. I have not been promoting my paid subscriber offer. I haven't even been, I just been writing. I just been on the platform writing my articles and doing all of the things. And they signed up today, and I am so grateful. I don't know who you is, girl or boy, but thank you. Thank y'all so much for supporting me. Thank you for showing up and trusting me to help you along your journey of pursuit in whatever way that I can. And yeah, it just means it means a lot to me. Let me go before I get emotional. That is it for this episode. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.